You ready? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening will be our agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time? Hearing none.
Hearing none, Mr. Chairman, I move to be approved as revised.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for the conduct of public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, the hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak, and please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents, and once all the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we'd appreciate it if you would turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 10061, Towers Communications, west of U.S. Route 13, 1,000 feet north of Herring Run Road, a variance for additional wall signs. I forgot to breathe.
Name and address for the record, please.
On my business address?
Yes.
22876, Unit 6, Sussex Highway, Beaver, Delaware.
Okay, and do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay.
Good evening, sir.
Hi.
Can you explain to the board your request for these variances this evening?
Yes, we're asking for a variance for additional signs we have at Towers. It's actually called Towers Plaza. It's held by the Corporation Towers Communications in Seaford, Delaware, directly between Walmart and Lowe's on U.S. 13.
Mm-hmm.
There was a sign on the side of the building for Sleepy's.
Mm-hmm.
It's 5 foot by 15 foot, I believe. That particular sign has been there for about 10 years, roughly. I don't know the exact date it was put up. There's been a sign on the side of that building since the 1970s. My father built it. We, about 10 years ago, remodeled, as we do every once in a while, repainted, took the sign. It was off the complete side of the building. It was about a 50 or 60 foot sign. It used to be from, I forgot the places there now. Wigwam.
Okay.
Wigwam and Sleepy's and on.
Mm-hmm.
Put a much smaller sign on there. We thought it looked nicer. We also put some signs in the back, like 2.5 by 5 foot signs to advertise towards the new Lowe's project. One sign, we downsized it. It's been there for like 10 years, as I said, and the other ones. The back signs, we put them there, and we're asking for consideration for two reasons, not being the first and most important, but hardship of sales nowadays, and trying to get some exposure from the Lowe's project. We didn't put anything up big. We just put just some small ones to get some exposure. The second reason I wanted the exposure, I've been going to Dell Dot meetings for 20-some years. The property was built back in the mid-60s, roughly, from my father. He's passed on, so I'm going to maybe not be exact on dates. He was given permission by Dell Dot to build on their property If you ever drove by our property, there's a telephone pole kind of in the middle of a parking lot. From that point on, it's on a right-of-way. For 20-some years, it's been my concern. Eventually, the highway's going to go to three lanes. And Del Dot, well, if they take that parking away, they're going to destroy us. We'll be almost bankrupt because I only have about 10 legal parking places by the time we put the curbing in and out exits. For 20-some years, we've been buying property around me. Nobody'd sell to us. Del Dot said they wouldn't allow anybody to close us in like that because I'd have to bulldoze buildings to create parking because nobody'd sell to me. Whoever would come in, they would force them to give us property so we wouldn't put it financially to ruin us. You can't rent buildings with 10 parking places for all of them. That didn't happen. They've built around us. So what's going to happen, working with the city and looking ahead a little bit, eventually I'm going to have to turn my buildings around. I'm going to have to create an entrance and exit off the back and become part of the complex because the front's going to be shut down. There'll be no parking.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to get some exposure now because I don't know if it's going to be a year, 2 years, or 20 years. I couldn't answer that question, honestly, but get a little exposure to let people know we're there and get used to seeing us from the back. So when I'd spend $250,000 to spin us around, they'll already know we're there. And because I'm kind of in a unique situation. They want to put that access road in there, and I don't have a lot of choice about it. So I'm trying to get a little exposure now. We didn't put anything big up. It's just something that people will know there. So when we do it, they at least know where we're at.
Okay. That's
basically it.
Mr. Chairman, this is a case where we went out there and I showed you that sign in the back. And it's the sleepy sign. Okay, it says there. And you took everything down, right, just to paint the building when you took it down the first time?
Originally, it was painted on the building.
Right, painted.
About 10 years ago, and we just redid the whole building in. We spent $80,000 last year redoing it all.
Right.
And again, if I'm wrong, if you got a different permit, tell me it's 11 or 9, I apologize, because Dad did a lot of it, he's passed on. But somewhere about 10 years ago, we repainted all the buildings, so we didn't want to put that big sign up down the side of the building, so we put a smaller one up. And then sometimes I'm not real bright, but I went from big to small, thought that was okay, and I should have applied for a new permit, and I didn't really understand that.
And you didn't get a permit, right?
Right. I did not.
So you know that any signs you put up, you have to get a permit
for.
Okay.
Yeah, I learned things the hard way.
If you take them down or even change anything off the wall, you got to get another permit. Okay. Whatever this board decides tonight, you'll have to get a permit if they approve it.
Okay.
Okay. Just make sure you know that so you're not in violation again.
I'm a little slow, but I catch on.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton? Mr. Hudson?
I just have one. So it's a set thing that they're going to close you off on the front, and you're going to have to come around the back, right?
Del Dot said, well, yes. For 20 years, they're telling me they're going to put access road in. I'll be honest, we've changed the plans about six times. I've been to every possible meeting I could go with because it could financially ruin us. And they've changed it back and forth, but they've come back to that because the road that goes through Lowe's actually extends past or some strip center in the back and dead ends behind a hobby shop, and they've gone back to that plan. They're going to make us come in from the back. Well, I don't have any choice.
So it's coming. It's just
coming. So, I'm not so – when, I couldn't tell you.
So that's your need for the signage on the rear.
Honestly, I wish it'd stay what it is because I don't want to spend $250,000 to flip my buildings, and basically I'm going to have to –
flip them around.
I'm going to flip them around mechanically, redo the whole back, put an entrance, and redo the parking lot. And I don't know what's going to happen with that because there's obviously wells and septics back there. I don't know what I'm going to get into with that, but we're going to have it, what I wanted or not. So we're trying to educate a little bit. We didn't put anything big. We just
I'm
going to start educating them so they know.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no questions?
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
I just wanted to let the board know that there were previous variances approved in 94 and 97 for square footage.
For the square footage on this property. Thank you.
I believe one is no longer there. One was for towers, and it's been taken down and put smaller.
Alrighty.
The other one still exists.
Alrighty. Thank you. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Mr. Chairman, the situation certainly hasn't been created by the applicant, but his surroundings. I think that his request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Uniqueness is, of course, the limited space that he has, and I'd say we're altering the central character of the neighborhood. I think it's a minimum to afford relief. I make a motion that we approve case number 10,061.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,061. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You're certainly welcome.